We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, look who it is jumping on right now. Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. Welcome to the show, guys, and Bayou 95.7 down in New Orleans and Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. Big show, Ryan Castle. The Drunken Charge coming into Sit and Spin with 10 songs that would be offensive as hell. Now Men's Room rules on the way, and we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. One of the inspirations for today's question was a baby girl that was found crawling across a New Jersey road on Saturday afternoon. That prompted officials to launch an investigation, and there's a photo of the shocking incident that has gone viral on social media, and yes, it is very alarming to see a child that size crawling across a major road.
Honest to God, it looks like it should be the cover of an album. Like somebody staged it. It's so ridiculous.
The motorist who spotted the child, Corey Cannon, told the Asbury Park Press he thought the baby was born to run. I thought it was a toy or something until she moved, he told the newspaper. I knew I needed to get some sort of proof, and my GPS was open on my phone. So I used my work vehicle to slow down traffic behind me, and I took the pic as I was exiting the vehicle and halting oncoming cars. Keep in mind, he needed to get the picture first.
That's the most important thing.
Before
right.
He goes out to take the child off of the street. Again, here is the picture. Clearly, the first item up for bids is you are going to run out there. You are going to run out there, right, when you see this, and not like, oh, God, wait a minute. I got to get a pic. Hold on there, kid. Don't move. I'm like, well, what if the car was? What? Oh, holy cow. You know,
that's
anyway,
so dangerous.
That is unbelievable.
Let me get a picture.
Let me get, to prove to people that the kid was on
okay,
the road.
Okay, so look. He says, I knew I needed to get some sort of proof. And my GPS was open on my phone. So I used my work vehicle to slow down traffic behind me, and I took the pic as I was, quote, exiting the vehicle. Cannon said he then watched as a neighbor came out on the street to take the baby.
So he still needed
to go to
her. Action news.
He then posted a, he should not be a father.
No.
He then posted
wait, get
the
a picture first.
He then posted the now-deleted photo to Facebook, and it's gone viral, blah, blah, with people commenting and sharing things on the site.
Come on, man.
Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999. Oh, look what I found there at the back of that story. How about that?
Let me take a look at this real quick.
Stable.
God damn it. God damn it.
Right there.
All right, a couple of comments. That is so annoying. Couple of comments that came in regarding today's question. Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? And says, people may have called CPS on my dad for riding three kids and himself all on a Harley. That was back in the late 80s.
Okay.
My parents put a reverse lock on the front door and my bedroom so that I had to have them open it with a key. They put rails on my bedroom window so I could sneak out, and they spanked me with a wooden pallet with holes drilled in it.
Okay.
Oh, damn. My dad, he was growing weed on the roof of our house. Guess that says it all.
Yeah, when I was... You know.
It's just CPS.
I think it's more dangerous. I knew people whose kids sat in the back of a Subaru Brat.
All the time.
On seats with like little...
They put seats in the back of it.
I knew people who...
They encouraged you
had
to sit
station
there.
Wagons where in the very back was a small seat facing the other direction.
Yeah.
People would put their kids back there.
Dude, my...
If you were good.
My dad, like, if he was in a good mood around the holidays... He would borrow his buddy's pickup so that we could sit in the back of a pickup truck and ride around and look at Christmas lights.
That's exactly it.
Right. And it didn't seem weird at all. We would, like, get covers and go sit in the back.
The only time you do that now is, like, on private property. Like, if you're on a farm, if you're on a ranch or something like that where there's no real roads, you know what I mean? You can, if you have the property, you can drive on it like that. But other than that, that's not really too cool.
That's just a mistake. Go to Mexico. They're like, they're your kids.
Right, yeah.
Take care of them. It says, when I was a kid, I had a hard time learning to tell time. This is a horrible story. My dad got so frustrated with me that he grabbed me by the arm, threw me from the dining room into the living room. I lay there terrified, crying for a minute before running into my room. My dad has become a better person now, but he had pretty bad anger management problems when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then finally this comment.
Put her in timeout.
It's because that works. It says, I tried to kill myself. Boom shakalaka. See, it's no, just say it. It's a different segue.
Right, yeah.
It's not laughter. Mm-hmm. It feels better. It's more natural. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Doing excellent, thank you.
Okay.
So you know, I grew up in the 80s, 70s and 80s, but most of the formative years were the 80s. And my dad would drive the kid, my brother and my sisters and I and friends in the back of the Chevy truck, you know, no canopy, no seatbelts, and you'd sit on the wheel well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your elevator is kind of like a seat. But didn't you almost have to be good for that? Like, we would beg to ride either in the back of the station wagon or open-air pickup, and the parents were like, all right, we'll make a deal with it. If you do this, this, and like three chores you had to do, like, they would put you to work so that they could put you in one of the most dangerous situations you've ever been in.
Up until the point where I was in, even in high school, our baseball team, we didn't have a bus or anything like that to get to our games, or we did for our, not even our away games. Like, we didn't have a bus, so people just drove.
Yeah.
Guys on the team drove. One guy had like a Datsun B something four cylinder pickup truck. There was six guys in the back of that truck.
Sure.
On the way to the game in uniform. You know what I mean? Like with a bag of bats and helmets and all the crap the that time, you need to play baseball.
Right. It made sense.
And then you drove to one field where those two high schools had both played on that same field, a communal field. And, you know, that was normal.
The thing I always wonder about.
And we hoped we could get everybody there.
But like there's this big thing that they, and look, I know we worry about our own kids. I'm pretty sure the rest of it is just something you say to make money, right? So you know these car seats and all the stuff, and it's always about how the kids travel and do the, nothing wrong with any of that. But I also find it remarkable that in that same breath that everyone goes through this, if you live in a school district or your kid gets on a school bus, because now you're not driving, a stranger is. And I don't know about you, but the school buses I've been on, they're just rolling death traps, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no seatbelt. It's a piece of vinyl pulled over these springs. You hit one pothole, everyone's bouncing around. You can run around on the bus. They ask you not to, but if you have kids, you understand what that means, right? So,
right.
Yeah, 20 kids on this freaking rolling death trap just bouncing around. I'm like, if you can, and look, I don't care. I survived them. Everyone I know survived the bus. It's just the point. Hey, man, if you're going to hire, like, a former drug addict and a stranger to drive 20 kids on a rolling death trap at springs that are only protected by some stretch vinyl, and in half the cases, the vinyl's already popped, springs stick, all this crap, why are you so worried about what the people who actually love them do when they put them in the car? It doesn't make any sense. Like, so I could put them in a bus with a stranger, right, for 9 months out of the year, and this thing, it is ill-equipped to do anything except bring more harm to you. In the event of an accident, the bus will make it worse, right? Because they're all going to go, all this crap. Like, when I put them in the car, hey, that car seat might be a little too big for your kid. Yep. Like, are you kidding?
Right.
Jesus Christ, man.
No, man. Did your
Don't
dad,
worry. I love my kid.
Did your dad smoke in the car?
Hell yeah, he smoked. Not only that, right? He smoked in the car.
The windows
but wait, this is Rochester, New York, right? In the wintertime, I get it. You're a smoker. It's wintertime. This is Rochester, New York. So 0 degrees is pretty average. It's night, you know, you're driving back, and dad sparks up a cigarette. He's thoughtful to crack the window, but the way the car laid out, my dad's driving, mother's in the passenger seat, I'm behind my father, my brother's behind my mother. My brother's older, he's taller, gets more leg room on my mom's side, right? So he would smoke this cigarette. It wasn't the smoke that bothered me. It was this bitterly cold air that's ripping through this little thing,
hitting you in the face.
But it's just blowing on me. I'm the only person. Yeah,
exactly.
But you were going to suffer through that cigarette because you knew better than to say, hey, man.
It's freezing.
Could you do me a favor? Because it wasn't going to happen. And you got the stare down. You know that weird stare down you only get, like, with your father in the rearview mirror of
a cigarette.
Yeah. You stare, and then on occasion, not often, you go to flip it out, like the cherry would zip in and land on me. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So they got this orange cherry on your winter coat, and it's freezing half the time when he sees your coat, like, why is there a hole in your jacket? I say, bro, the sherry from your cigarette. I was smoldering in the back seat. You just didn't notice.
I mean, this is terrible.
And this is on me. You're mad at me.
Yeah, I mean, this is bad. You've heard me say this before. But I mean, I clearly remember, I don't know how young I was, but being like, Dad, you can't drink in the car. And he's like, it's a red light. It's fine.
He's a doctor.
He was drinking those damn little mini, like 8 ounce, 7 ounce cans.
Oh, man. What Miller
Buds.
Oh,
Bud Heavies.
Oh, really?
Old school.
So he's stopping the light to grab a beer.
He's got the little stubbies at the stoplights because he's like, we're not driving.
Wow. That is awful, but I clearly remember it being like, Dad, you can't drink in here. I was a little kid in the 80s. That's when we started being like, really like, hey,
yeah, that's when things
don't want to drink it and drive it, people.
Put your seatbelt on. Come on.
Just a few small things we thought about.
We're trying to keep you alive here.
Technically, we're stopped.
What do you mean I got to put my seatbelt on? Back in the day, why would CBS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Patches. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Yes, Patches. That is a fantastic name.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So when I was 8 years old, my parents left me at Circuit City because they bought a TV that was too big to fit all three of us in the car with. And they went home, dropped it off, and came back and got me.
How long did they leave you to Circuit City for?
At least half of Jurassic Park, because I remember watching it.
So it's a pretty good ride home. They probably set it up and everything.
Right.
And then went back.
Oh, yeah.
So you got home and it was ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed to touch the damn thing.
How old were you?
I was 8. Okay. This was 1998.
They just said, stay right here. We'll be back.
Yep, they said, go with the manager. You're going to watch Jurassic Park. We're going to take the TV home, and we'll come back and get you.
I'm sure the manager's like, I can take care of this. We got you on this sale.
I mean, wouldn't most people say, hey, tell the manager, I'll be right back. We'll take the kid home, right? Yeah, I'll come back a little.
We'll come back.
Like, nah.
No. We're going to get this TV home first. Well, you couldn't leave the kid there either.
Oh, man. That is. What was the thing with the amusement parks on the East Coast?
Oh, God. It was
like during the summertime.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Oh, you're talking about what used to be Wild World.
Six Flags.
Now it's a Six Flags, so it's nice.
But you'd buy what? Like the all-day pass?
Oh, it's the greatest game.
Once school ended, right.
You buy a season pass, and the basically, instead of like going, like, because you guys
know, daycare.
Daycare is expensive.
It's incredibly expensive.
Everybody in that area would just drop the kids off at this park.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it didn't open until 9.
Right. And then they pick them back up. You know,
like 5
four,
o'clock.
Yeah, I would say 4 or 5.
You know, they spend the whole day at the damn amusement park swimming and whatever.
You know what that is? That's Uber in place of the ambulance. Like, look, man, I got to save money, but I got to go to work.
That pass was $350 for the entire summer.
That's a week of daycare.
Which sounds extreme. It is a week of daycare.
Right.
A week of daycare. And where would you rather be?
As a kid, you think your parents are awesome.
Some schmo's house or like sitting in a goddamn, like a pool chair eating a hot dog, getting ready to ride the roller coaster when you're done eating, you know, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the kids, it was great.
Awesome.
For the poor employees.
Oh, I know.
Like, where are the adults?
You have kids crying all the time.
Yeah.
Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line, more your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
In another sign, they say that we're raising the softest, most coddled generation of children ever. A 34-year-old mom named Valerie Borders of Jonesboro, Arkansas, was arrested on Monday for making her kid walk to school. Valerie's 10-year-old son kept getting into trouble repeatedly on the bus. He was suspended from riding not once, not twice, but 5 times. So, as punishment, she told him he had to walk the 4.5 miles to school until he learned how to behave on the bus. Well, her son only made it a few blocks before the police picked him up, and then they arrested Valerie for endangering the welfare of a minor. She could get up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. To her son's credit, he was more rational than the adults who took his side. He says, quote, "My mother did the right thing. She knew that I'd been suspended off the bus. She made me walk. They should not have picked me up."
How old was this kid?
10 years old.
Come on.
10 years old. I will say this. I think I started walking to school when I was 6.
I was 7.
And it was probably 1.5 to 2 miles.
Right.
I walk to work every day. It is 4 miles. It takes me 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
So this walk would take roughly 1 hour to 1.5 hours.
About 1.5 for a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
We used to walk. And we went to school in Colorado. And I've said this before, but I want you to think, just think how parents would react now. And understand one thing. Parents are always the one who have the worst reactions. Kids just deal with things because they don't know better. All right. So we would, and that's, honest to God, we literally walked about 1 mile to school. No big deal. 7 or 8 years old. And when you got to the school, because it's elementary, there's a playground outside, including the sandbox. But when we got there, there was a woman named Miss Seth. I'll always remember her. She had a little orange sash on, but she would make us all stand by the bike racks. And the reason we had to stand by the bike racks was because the snake handlers came to the school Monday through Friday to dig through the sandbox to pull out all the rattlesnakes that would go in there to stay warm at night. right? So they would go out, and they'd pull, on average, two, right? It's a pretty big sample. On average, they'd pull out two rattlesnakes, and it was always the same statement that the guy would say to Miss Seth before she let us go. I think we got them all, right?
Oh, so good. Said, oh, that's okay.
But she was said, like, go play. Yeah, and then hundreds of kids descend on this playground, and it wasn't a big deal to us. We lived in a place where there's rattlesnakes. You explain to kids what to do in the event that you are bitten. I mean, obviously, first, try not to get bitten, but if you do, we knew what to do. None of the kids ever panicked, but I'm thinking, I mean, even I would have a very adverse reaction to this right now if my kids were like, yeah, well, we have to wait before we play in the sandbox to get the poisonous snakes out.
Jesus. Well, speaking of walking into school, over 1,000 parents were asked about five different activities. If they let a 10-year-old do them today without supervision, and if their parent, in fact, let them do each of the same thing at the same age. Mm-hmm. So here's what they said. First question, would you let your 10-year-old stay home alone for an hour or two?
Yeah.
You've got the closest to a 10-year-old.
Good question.
You would let your 10-year-old stay home for an hour
or two? For an hour or two.
By
probably
themselves.
Not more. I don't think I'd be gone 2 hours, but for an hour to an hour and a half,
and
sure.
And you obviously probably had been alone for an hour or two on your own as a kid. Many
much times. Longer than that, because you got home before your parents
always.
Got, and they told you, and the things that, the difference was this, you got home from school, you had to wait probably 2.5 to 3 hours before a parent got home, but they would still have you do things that by today's standard, every day. Can you start dinner, preheat the oven, at least put the stove on and get the, right?
Do your homework as soon as you get home.
And what grade is a 10-year-old?
Fourth? Oh, you're like fourth. But you also write a note. Like, if you're going to go to your friend's house, leave a note so we know when you are.
Right,
and you need to be home by this amount of time, whatever the deal is. So, as far as letting your 10-year-old stay at home for an hour or two, 53% said they did it when they were 10, but only 36% said it's okay for kids today. By the way, there are three states that have age limits for leaving kids alone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's a difference, though, too, and I would say this. When we were growing up, when you were 10 years old, there was TV, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe Andy Griffith was on or something. But it wasn't a lot of other things, so it was more likely you got in trouble. If you leave your kids home alone now, either they're on their iPad or the computer or watching any one of the thousands of TV channels, like, you can just put a movie on for your kid, like, hey, man, watch Aladdin, I got to do that for an hour and a half. They can still find trouble, but it's easier to distract them now.
Walker,
I think sometimes, too, when you take those kind of poll questions, like, if you don't have kids, like 10 sounds like, I don't know, man, that sounds really young. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, oh, it's a fourth grader.
The girl who was singing the national anthem
that's
7 years old.
Right.
So to put it in perspective, the woman who was, the little girl who was singing the national anthem before the MLS game, blew everybody's mind, she's 7.
Right.
So 3 years older than that. Walk or bike to school alone, 68% did it, but only 43% would let their kids do it now.
I would do it. I mean, go ahead.
Play in a park, public park on their own, 51% did it as kids. Only 26% would let their kids do it now. When I was in second grade, I used to ride my bike almost a mile and a half to a public pool to go swimming in the summer, and that was expected. Get out of the house.
There was a difference then, though, man. There was no chance your parents are going to go with you on kid-related.
No.
If you said, I want to go to the pool, your parents would say, well, let me do this, let me do this.
Part.
And then they say that, like, I have to. If you wanted to go to the pool, your parents would say, then go to the pool. Yeah. Stop bugging
me. The hardest part about going to those type of places was convincing your mom to give you, like, $2 so you could get a hot dog.
Right,
and a drink
that was
lunch.
The hard
part. Like, I was like, oh, that's when you always got blowback. Like, Christ, can I eat?
I would give my kids money unsolicited if they would leave.
Yeah, exactly.
The choice was always like, do I get that slice of pizza or that ice cream
sandwich?
Like,
I've only got this amount. I got a budget. Like,
right?
I was budgeting as a kid. So they just give you the bare minimum.
That's it.
Like a little box of Lemon Heads or Boston Baked Beans. Yeah. They were always in.
No, there's no banana.
But they don't fill you up, man.
They
like,
don't.
Lemon,
I'm just saying
they tasted good.
Yeah.
But that's with my $2.
You know what I mean?
I want something in my belly.
God damn. I hope I don't come across that tight to my kids. My parents were so tight.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah, but I hope to God I don't.
But you can't not come off tight to your kids.
No parent does. Like, here's a 20, buy whatever you want. Like,
it's not that.
Like, here's $2.
It's relative to the time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If I give my kid $20 an ounce, the same as $2 then, right?
Maybe,
they budget it, and you're still cheap. Put it this way, you will never hand your children more money than they wanted.
Oh, no.
It is impossible. You could hand them a winning goddamn Powerball ticket for $50 million, and in their head, they still go, I was hoping for $75 million.
Trick-or-treating on Halloween without an adult, 44% did it when they were kids.
Always.
Only 24% would do it now.
Which is stupid. Man, to me, as a kid, Halloween was like the kids' version of New Year's Eve. This was the night you were going to go party with your friends. No adults were involved until you rang their doorbell. And
here's,
then they like, come on, man.
Here's some fun. 40% of kids today, well, a couple more tidbits here, do not enjoy playing outside and absolutely don't do it. Only 1 in 10 said it's their favorite activity to do anything outside. And the one activity they enjoy the most, that would be playing video games. Our question, back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Good. Calling from sunny Sacramento over down here.
Oh, nice. 98 Rug.
Yep, that's us.
Cool. Yeah. Ask them why we're not on live there.
Yeah, put us on the afternoon.
You're calling from the future.
Yes.
Well, I mean, technically, well, the show's really you're good calling, down here too.
You're calling from it's 11:30.
It's
11:31 because you're on West Coast time. Up here in Seattle, we're on the day before time.
Yeah, and I always have to listen to you guys on the podcast, but the show I usually listen to is gone this week, so I'm listening to you guys on the radio.com.
Oh, nice. Thanks, man. We do appreciate that.
Thanks.
His works.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, since that one chick turned me down, I was hoping you would go to the dance with me. Okay. Oh, we're down. Okay. I'll be your sloppy seconds.
We don't mind being your sloppy seconds, brother. We're here for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I win contests from them, so it's a little different.
Nice. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah, we got to get down there sometime. Where do we go to eat if we get them out of Sacramento?
What are you looking at? Barbecue, burgers? I mean, just
barbecue. Barbecue.
Yeah, where should we go?
Sauce and Spirits next to the Gold One Center.
Okay, because I've seen a couple of diners, drive-ins, and dives where they go down to.
Can you sit through that, dude?
I just can't take Guy Fieri.
Yes, when they show
the food,
I'm like, oh, it's so delicious looking.
I just feel like when he
said, hi, I'm a douche in sunglasses, I'm eating the food you want to eat.
I'm a sucker for, there's like this one place in there, it's like you wouldn't even know it's a restaurant.
I'm insufferable.
Yeah, it's like it's got no signage or nothing, you know what I mean?
People think I have eyes on the back of my head because that's where my sunglasses are, man.
I mean, to his credit, I Googled it. This place looks pretty legit.
What's that, the top place I'm talking about?
What he said, Sauced Spirits.
Oh, let's check it out. Oh, yeah. What the hell they got? God, they should advertise. They should advertise on our show down there, man. They can send us up some barbecue. we'll make a trade
thanks,
offer.
Thanks for the heads up, dude.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So yeah, why would CBS have talked to your parents?
There's plenty of reasons, but other than letting us, you know, skateboard, rollerblade, and ride our bikes in the street, you know, going down to the, you know, store 10 miles away, you know, to get candy. We used to street luge down our hill because we lived on a big hill. So our friends would come to our place. We get our skateboards and we just go laying our backs and street luge all the way down to the bottom.
You didn't wobble or nothing?
We fell and scraped ourselves a bunch of times. But the scariest thing was when a car would come. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
That's what childhood was. Like, look, you were going to wipe out on your bike. You're going to eat. By the time you came home, your clothes look different. There's blood caked on your face. There's a dried tears from the 40. Right. I mean, that was life. And the whole thing was, like, when there was a car as kids, it was, we understood that most drivers are not actively trying to run us over. So we would make an effort to get out of the way. I mean, it seemed like a pretty simple thing as a kid. Like, you don't want to get hit by a car. Oh, yeah. So when you see one, move.
I do remember this weird skateboard thing. It was just like a fad at the time. But you find a hill, and then you put cones, and you basically did slalom,
sure.
So, wasn't there a whole movie about that? That took place in, like, Pittsburgh, and the end of it, they had to go down, like, this giant hill.
You find the hills,
and they were, like, battling. And like, Robin, I think, knows what I'm talking about.
Well, it's probably terrible.
You had like a banana. I believe you're referring to Airborne.
Oh, okay.
Is it
okay. All right. Yeah. Well, they had, we had
heard the sound.
Banana boards or whatever. But some people would have like really nice boards, like with OJ wheels and good trucks.
To me, like as a kid.
Boards, but as a kid, like we had the crappy $2 ones.
But like that's the time to have fun. And looking back, I understand it now. But we lived on a hill at one point in my life. But all the neighborhood kids, the parents would come out, and we'd put on our stunt show, right? So we had these rickety-ass ramps we set up, and you're jumping over trash cans. And we had no doubt that we could pull it off. But, you know, when you're that small, it was easy to, like, climb up onto your chair and stand on your handlebars. And I remember I always look over at my mom, because you want your parents to be proud and be just so excited about what you're doing. And basically, all I could see was, like, her eyes and then a bunch of fingers under them. Like, she just sat there waiting for me to die the whole time, and I never understood it, right? So now my kid, I'm riding a bike, and I mean, he just rides with no hands for 1 second, and I'm like, this kid's gonna die. Like, that's the thing, like, oh my God. Right. But, and he's fine. He's absolutely fine. Like, let kids hurt themselves.
Okay. I'm fascinated by this new hang-up sound, though.
The what?
The new hang-up sound.
I think it depends on the phone, because it happened again there.
Yeah.
Let's let
this person hang up on us as well.
You have to remind me. And we tried this yesterday, man.
And then we'll say, like, okay, you hang up now. I want to hear this hang up sound.
No, you hang up. Was that your first girlfriend?
No, you hang up.
I love you. I'm going to bet, no, you hang up.
And then later in life, it's like, bye.
Okay.
No, you hang up, Kong.
Mom, I need to get off the phone.
My first girlfriend, same thing. You hang up.
No.
But like a third girlfriend, honey, it's been 8 minutes. Is that good enough for this one?
I gotta go. Exactly. I gotta go.
Back in the day, why would CBS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, I'll try not to hang up on you guys.
Ola, no, we want you to.
When you're done, just hang up.
See, I'm going to hang up now. Okay. Then we want to hear the
all right.
Okay. All right.
The mic drop.
That's right.
So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. The parents these days are just driving the wussification of America.
You think?
Yeah, really. But I've got a couple. My old man, one I can remember, and one was told to me by my parents. So. But I'm 49, so back in the early mid-70s, my dad had a 62 Impala. And, you know, those things don't have cup holders. So I would stand on the front seat next to him with my arm on his shoulder and hold his Crown and Seven. I remember doing that several times. I was like, that was a lot.
Hold my Crown and Seven.
I love the fact that this is funny now.
Stand in the front seat.
Any other time, this is completely ridiculous. And you, exactly. If this was a story today, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, what is this guy doing? But then at the time, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Both hands on the wheel.
That would make the news. You know, that would be on the news. Man, what 3-year-old son hold whiskey while driving?
Crack me another Michelob.
Yeah, but if they reported that on the news in the 70s, it's like what they're saying is that's a life hack.
Son running.
Here's a great idea. Don't have cup holders? It's your kid under 5? Look at this. He can stand up and just hold it for you.
I'm going to drink this while you run in and give me a sixer of Löwenbräu.
Yeah. That was normal.
Yeah, that's a life hack.
The other one he told me was, I guess he was swerving around or whatever when I was little, and he gets pulled over and is trying to explain to the cop that my son spilled his French fries on the floor, so he was trying to pick him up is why he was weaving. But he did have a half a bottle of whiskey in the car, and all the cop did is make him pour it out. You know,
again, that's it.
A different time.
It really was.
And I guarantee you, when your father drove away, he said about that cop, and people said, what an a-hole. What of this? What of that? Made me pour out my damn whiskey. Right. Hey, man, do us a favor. You need to hang up your phone. Ted just reminded
me. Here we go. Ready?
All right, I'm going to hang it up. Okay. Adios.
See ya.
What is that?
That was worth it.
What is that?
Well, I think generally just the way the calls go, we end up disconnecting. I'm trying to say that as nice as I can. Yeah, like,
we hang up on you. And don't you forget it.
So do they get the go?
I don't know.
I'm always in here.
But I'm wondering,
does everybody else get the dong?
If I hang up on you, do you get my dong?
I know.
Do you get my phone dong?
Generally, no.
All right.
Dong.
Dong.
I call that the phone dong.
Is this a new thing, the dong?
No.
Phone dong?
I mean, it just sounds more computer-like.
All right.
It might just be our system here that does that.
Okay.
But everyone seemed to know. Like, I guess other people. I've just never heard the phone dong before yesterday, either. Man.
Nobody ever hangs up for you two.
You have phone dong?
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. I got out.
No, but like when someone hangs up, man, like my phone, it just goes dark. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just goes, I never get a phone dong. It just goes dark.
I want the dong on my phone.
Oh. How do I get phone dong on my phone?
Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
Apple! I want some phone dong!
What?
People hanging up, I ain't get my phone dong!
What? I told you my neighbor called weeks ago. Like, he clearly just got, which it was Alexa or whatever. Right. So the alarm keeps going off, and he's like, Alexa, stop. Like, she's just like, Alexa, enough! I was like, I don't think yelling enough at her.
I don't think that's how it works. Bad girl! Bad girl! Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola!
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, I'm probably one of the few callers that actually did have CPS called on me probably about two, three times.
I wish this... On you or because of your parents?
My parents.
Okay, all right.
You know, you are the first caller to say that. I really wish
I beat my kids every day.
I really wish this was important. We'd give you a sash, flowers, you know, the crown, everything.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Actually has CPS called on his back. He's still in therapy to this day. He goes to therapy every week.
Still not through the whole process, but here he is.
The CBS called on my mom twice. First time was for legit child abuse. My mom's boyfriends were not the nicest of guys, if you catch my meaning.
How many different guys all sucked?
Well, let's just say I'm the oldest of five boys, and each one of us has a different dad.
Okay. And how many years apart are you guys?
About 2 years apart.
She's like a bitch. Here's the cucumbers, here's the tomatoes.
Okay, what is the common, there's got to be a common theme with her boyfriend. What is it? Is it jail?
Being an a-hole.
Yeah, what is the common denominator with all these guys?
As far as I remember, they were, for lack of a better term, dominant men. Guys who like to take charge and run things.
Okay.
Good breaks.
Thank
all right.
you.
Okay, all right.
One of them was very, very violent, did some pretty bad things to me, beatings, and I'm not talking about, you know, standard spankings, I'm talking punching and kicking and things like that, burning, stuff like that.
Did he go to jail for any of that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, all right.
The second time was my mom's neglect. Basically, as I said, I'm the oldest of five boys. And for about two of those years, I was the one raising them.
Well, thank God somebody was.
We don't know that. He might suck.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
what do you do now for
him? I was like 12, 13 at the time. So obviously I'm not a competent parent at that time.
what do you do now for a living?
I'm in the Navy. I work as a cook on a destroyer in the Navy.
All right, man. Okay. Hey, man, we appreciate it. Will you hang up on us real quick so we can hear your phone dong?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care. Where was the phone dog?
He has
the phone dog.
The phone dog.
All right. Okay.
Just wait.
I didn't realize you had to wait that long for phone dog.
Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line there. More calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A 29-year-old woman is accused of leaving her 4-year-old daughter home alone to go partying. Police court records say the little girl knocked on a neighbor's door at about 6:30 a.m. Sunday and told them her mother, Alexandra Rose Salento, was not home, according to police. Authorities said it turned out that the mom had been gone overnight. The neighbor told police they waited for the girl for about 45 minutes with no sign of her mom before calling 911. Officers were able to reach the woman at 8:20 after obtaining her number from the child's father. When she returned home, she told the Scottsdale, Arizona Police Department that she left her apartment Saturday night at 11 p.m. and headed for the Scottsdale Entertainment District. No plan was set in place to have the child watched by a family member or a guardian, nor was there any attempt made to secure a babysitter, according to court records. The mom was not aware that her child could open a locked door and leave the residence, according to court record.
Why would you not be aware of that?
Facing one felony count of child abuse, the Department of Child Safety was contacted by the police after her arrest.
I did not know my child could eat Tide Pods. Does your child have teeth? Do you have Tide Pods? I mean, like, come on, man.
She looks exactly
That's
like
the
you
thing
think like,
about having
right?
a kid.
In Scottsdale?
Yeah.
This is the thing I've discovered about kids, right? They say, what, in an infinite universe, a monkey could type all of the words of Shakespeare. Like, or if you have kids, all of that comes to pass, all right? And whatever you can think of that makes no sense is remarkably absurd or frustrating, but has also become your problem all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kid. You know they can unlock a door and walk to the neighbors. And I can tell you why. Because your kid could walk. There's a lock on the door, and you have a neighbor.
Sometimes, man, I
didn't know my kid knew how to turn on the dryer when his little brother was in it. Like, there's a lot of things you don't think. Trust me, just don't leave him alone when they're that young.
Right, she's got children. I'm saying, I blow off going out just because I want to watch a sporting event.
Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
God damn it, that makes me angry. Hello, Lori. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
Hey, Lori, by the way, again, when we're done with this phone call, you please let us know when you're hanging up, because we're learning about... Now, listen, we're learning about the phone dong, but the sound that apparently people's phones make when you hang up, like, dong.
We did not know this.
Phone dong. So, I guess other people are now enjoying it. Someone comments, they say, man, you guys talked over and ruined the phone dong for us listening on the radio.
We did not talk over the phone dong.
New men's room rule, no talking over phone dong. And then, no, they were right.
We'll
were
record
right.
it. We'll record it so we have it.
Well, no, listen. The phone dong takes a minute to arrive.
I guess.
So we thought, well, now we started talking again, and there was. Well, we apologize.
We'll try it this time with your call. Okay, so why would CBS have been called on your parents?
Okay, well, this is like one of my very earliest memories.
Oh, good.
My mom and my stepdad decided that they were going to teach my brother and myself not to run away from home. So my mom...
So they were good parents. I mean, that's how you teach your kids not to make them comfortable there.
they packed up a pillowcase for me and a pillowcase for my 5-year-old brother. They put us outside the door, said, go. Closed the door and locked it. Okay.
What was the lesson that they're? Dead, what right? lesson I'm are they trying to teach?
There's no lesson. They're trying to get rid of their kids.
Run away.
So what did you guys do?
What's that?
What did you do?
Oh, I stood at the door crying my eyes out, trying to be let back in.
Candy ass.
Yeah. What did your brother do?
No,
he took off his head.
You know, my 5-year-old brother, he booked it up the road.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'd say, like, look, give me $50, you'll never see me again.
I mean, I'm out.
Yeah, seriously. Do you think I want to live here?
I guess the important thing I'm trying to figure out here, I'm assuming that one or both of your parents then went looking for your brother or got a phone call about his location and went to get him?
It was about an hour later that they opened the door. That I was, of course, sitting there crying. And, yeah, they went looking for him. My stepdad went to look for him, and my mom stayed home in case one of the neighbors called. And my stepdad caught up to him about 4 miles away.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he was huffing it out of there, man.
So there's two things. There's two things that bring me comfort.
He ran away every chance he got our entire childhood.
But I'm going to tell you, there's two things I've learned from this phone call that to me, they bring a little comfort to my heart. First of all, they did go looking for you, because I was going to let you know, if your parents did not go looking, they actually wanted you to leave. That's one. And two, your brother obviously can follow directions
very
well.
How many times did your brother run away?
Oh, my gosh. Numerous. I mean, you can't even count them.
Was there a reason why? Was it because of your stepfather? Was it you?
It was my stepfather and my mother. Yeah.
They
should never have had children.
All right. Okay. And how's your brother now?
I think I found that in a Mother's Day card that I gave my mother 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You should have never had children. Right. Happy Mother's Day.
Why didn't you wear a condom, Mom? All right.
She didn't even know what they were. I'm sure she was only a teenager when she had both of us.
Okay. Right.
Sex ed.
All right. Go ahead and hang up on us now.
Hang up on us.
We don't want to hear the phone dong. Pop this down for 2 seconds here.
All right. I'm hanging up.
All right. Goodbye.
Ah! Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.